Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Advice, presented by Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. This short series of phrases of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words and advices to you and I. Why I have chosen this? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, describing the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says azza wa jal, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his whim nor desire, but indeed he speaks, or his speech is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be wahi, to be legislation, to be that which what he has commanded us to do we obey, and that which he has forbid us from or forbade us from, we stay far away from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech is the most truthful in speech. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And in another verse, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is more truthful in the speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم متفق عليه. A very beautiful hadith, a hadith that wallahi, if we implement, not only will gain much ajr, but also we will gain the love or getting the closeness, or gain the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, there are two words, two very light words upon the tongue. These two words are very heavy on the scales. They are love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are love to Ar-Rahman, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentions subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. And this is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Now this hadith informs us many things. Firstly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us acts of worship, or has granted us acts of worship that are very light on the tongue or very light on the limbs, but they are much great in ajr. They are much great in reward. Alhamdulillah, two light phrases on the tongue gain the heaviness of the scales yawm al-qiyamah. And yes, your deeds will be weighed yawm al-qiyamah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in many ahadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in many ayat of the ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيَأْتِ الرَّجُلُ الْعَظِيمُ السَّمِينُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَ أو جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَ. And then he said, اقرأ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith that there will be a very obese man coming يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, but indeed this man will not be weighed to the weight of the wing of a fly. And this is of course due to his action, that he has no actions whatsoever. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ looks at your heart and your actions, and does not look at your body nor your wealth. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your outwardly structure, how you look, your body, but indeed, or nor your wealth, but indeed Allah looks at your heart and He looks at your actions. So يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ your deeds will be weighed. Your deeds will be weighed, and this is the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Habibatani ila Rahmani, it is love to Allah. Here this attributes the sifa of al-muhabba, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his slaves. Allah is attributed with love. Allah loves those who abide by his legislation. As the hadith mentions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا أَحَبَّ الْعَبْدُ نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the slave, he calls Jibreel. He says, oh Jibreel, فَيَقُولْ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ أَوْ فَأَحْبِبْهُ. Indeed, I like this person or love this person, for love him. So Jibreel calls for the heavens and he says, إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. And then Jibreel, after being informed by Allah, saying that Allah loves this person, so love him, O Jibreel. Jibreel calls into the heavens and tells everybody, saying, indeed Allah loves this person, so love him. So then they will all love him. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then acceptance will be placed on the earth. Those of knowledge, those with wisdom will love and respect this person. So in this hadith, we understand the phrases we're about to mention. Not only they're light upon the tongue, not only they're heavy on the day of judgment in the scales, not only you will gain the love of Allah, but indeed also you'll gain many, many, many more fawaid. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, Subhanallahi, ay, glory be to Allah. Far from any deficiency is Allah, wa bihamdihi, and all praises to Him, Azza wa Jal. Subhanallahi al-Azim, and all glory and praise, and far from any deficiency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Azim, the most great. And this is in al-Bukhari al-Muslim. This phrase, my brothers and sisters in Islam, memorize it. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.